This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Has the chance to head off a national rail strike, but will they? They're divided on how to do that. In the meantime, it's almost 3 miles long, the line that is, to see the Queen in the UK lying in state, if you will, until the 19th, which is Monday, when her funeral is expected to be viewed by more than 4 billion people worldwide, which would make it the biggest event ever on television. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, a little snapshot of what's coming down the pike here. For sure, the rail strike is something that will affect all of us in some way, right? It just depends on where you live and how you use it. If you are a user of Amtrak, it'll absolutely affect you depending on where you take an Amtrak out of, because it's this thing about who controls the rail and then ultimately what happens with that, even though Amtrak owns a lot of the so-called rails. So this national strike is getting very, very close. The walkout is planned for Friday. The momentum is suddenly on the side of making this a walkout, making this a strike. On Wednesday, Congress pretty divided on what to do to stop it, because the labor unions and the rail companies themselves are at odds, and of course, and trying to figure that out. And there doesn't seem to be any kind of block in this. There will be a block in the supply chain. We already have problems with the supply chains. You know that. So the unions want the railroads to provide unpaid leave time that workers could use to attend medical appointments or deal with other personal business without being penalized, because right now they are penalized. They don't, they get docked pay and they get points off and all this convoluted kind of system actually that they work on. And then the other part of it is safe working conditions and that sort of thing. It's not even so much about money. So if there is no agreement by Friday, what you need to know, a strike will come. The movement of goods and people through the railroads, it will come at a great cost there. The economy, estimated, well, from this strike, $2 billion a day. Business groups are so concerned that they've been urging the people who represent them to do something and make this stop, because it's going to spell economic catastrophe. Look, you got the midterm elections just weeks away. Politics are all wrapped up into the middle of that. So is there going to be a way to solve this or not? Many businesses rely on railroads to deliver their raw materials, and finished products say a rail strike would cause significant problems, particularly for oil refineries, chemical businesses, automakers, retailers, ag groups, and I could go on. The Association of American Railroads, the trade group, which they're dead on this because they get all that info, say that what I said, it's going to be $2 billion a day. So businesses would try to turn to trucks, I guess, and other ways to ship if the railroads shut down, but there isn't that trucking capacity. There's not. It would take, to compare it, it would take 467,000 more trucks a day to deliver everything that the railroads have now, that they're delivering. I believe it, as I have lived near train tracks and seen some long-haul trains with some important things that have gone right by my neighborhood day in and day out. And there is so many things that go in that direction, go that way, because it's faster, it's efficient, depends on, you know, what it is specifically that we're talking about, but it is definitely going to be crippling. There is no question about that. We'll see. We'll see if there is some kind of a last-minute deal, something that staves off this from happening or not. But their union is pretty set. Like, you're really not treating our peeps right, I mean, that's basically it in a nutshell, if I'm translating, and they get sick, they got to go to the doctors. They want to go to the doctors. They don't want to be penalized for it. So there aren't enough people to cross over that picket line, and they won't. And that means everything will come to a standstill. How about Governor DeSantis? You got to say he's got definite moxie and grit. He does not care what various states think of him when he decides to ship problems away from the border. So the Florida governor sent a pair of flights of illegal immigrants Wednesday to, ready for this, Martha's Vineyard. Just even saying Martha's Vineyard, do you think that this is some poor urban area down on their luck? No. It is the hoi polloi of the world that go there. And that's the latest move to get Democrat-run areas, you know, to show them, okay, you bear some responsibility. That's what he's saying. So he says, you know, that's why we relocated them there, into that destination. So states like Massachusetts, New York, California, he's saying, we'll better have to facilitate the care of the people that they've invited into our country by incentivizing illegal immigration through their designation as sanctuary states and support for the Biden administration's open border policies. So can you imagine? The charter flights originated in Texas, made a stop to load more in Florida's panhandle, and then poof, went up to Martha's Vineyard. And then, you know, had to be taken to shelters. They were relocated to a high school in Martha's Vineyard for snacks and shelter. So, you know, this is part of DeSantis is saying, look, they're kicking in $12 million for this relocation program to send the people to sanctuary cities to make a point, is what he is saying. Queen Elizabeth II, it is really about crazy numbers of people wanting to say goodbye, have that last minute respects for the Queen, and it's a who's who that's going to be there for her funeral, that's for sure. And there are many hours being put into what's the security going to look like and all of that. But for the mere commoner who is lining up to be able to say the respects, some of them have waited up to 30 hours, some not quite as long, but the line is over 3 miles. They've had to have 1,000 people from different organizations be involved in it, as I mentioned, because they can't, you know, how do you control that amount of crowds? The way they do it with that size is to have more people on hand to do it. So that's exactly what's happening there. And the fascination over this is, I think, off the charts. But I'm not surprised by that, because you have to think about how long she reigns. So she's laid to rest Monday, September 19th at Westminster Abbey, 10 days after her death on Thursday, September 9th. There's going to be live coverage of it throughout the day, and we'll see how many people worldwide actually, you know, watch the funeral. But there is great interest. There is no question about that. 70 years is such a long, long, long time. Don't think we'll see that again anytime soon. Stay with us. I'll meet you on the flip side.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
So she's the author of a really intriguing book, The Dogs of Lenin. Linda, so tell us about this book. First of all, tell us about the title. You and I talked about why that title. Tell the audience about that.
Well, it's based on the fact that, you know, the American people have been and still are to some degree very complacent about what was going on between the United States and Russia, and the dogs of Lenin is like the dogs that, you know, they're herding sheep on the cover now that we have sheep. And it's like the American people are the sheep being led. And that's why it's called the dogs of Lenin, because these dogs are maneuvering the American people and they don't even know it. And it's, I think the importance of this book is that this started back, my book covers the Cold War era, but this is the beginning of things to come. So I think it's so timely.
Yeah, especially now, like you say, how timely it is. And this is written as a novel, so tell us about the story.
Well, the story, if I could read you the review, because she seemed to get it, or I think it was a she. She seemed to get it. It was the Hollywood Book Review. It's get the thing on. If I could read this to you, this may help. Is that all right if I do that?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, she starts with a thought of her own, and she says, establishing trust is one of the oldest and most hard-fought battles one can make on a personal level, whether it is to build trust between a body of government and its people or to build the trust between a would-be couple. Trust is an essential bond which people must have to truly create a healthy and meaningful relationship. As Sir Isaac Newton once said, I do not know what I may appear to the world, but to myself I seem to have been only like a boy playing on the seashore and diverting myself in now and then, finding a smoother petal or a prettier shell than ordinary, whilst the great ocean of truth lay all discovered before me. Now, that was what that was written as something that they wanted to put in, but this is about the book now. It says, in author Linda Freeney's The Dogs of Lennon, the author explores the concept of trust or a doomed relationship between two people. Lisa Danton and Grant Chandler were young and in love, and yet despite their love for one another, they knew they were destined to move down different paths. They persisted in their relationship despite her desire to become a journalist and his passion for activism and hatred of the media establishment. But in the end, their relationship is doomed to fail. Over the span of decades, each moves along their chosen path. But when Grant discovers the locations of Russian plants, these Russian plants were put here, by the way, way after World War II, extends to Lisa's own network. He must reach out to her and hopes she can lead him and his underground movement to the Russian plant. Yet can he trust her? Or is she now untrustworthy and joined with those he opposes? This is a well-written and engaging story. The author does an incredible job of balancing character development and suspense, weaving in and out of the narrative and many timelines as the relationship between these two protagonists is explored in full. Their frayed relationship is the perfect way to analyze the torn relationship which has always existed between the United States and Russian government. The way the author balances the suspense of the political and espionage elements of this narrative with the more personal development of the protagonist creates a huge draw for readers and captures the haunting and fearful state of emotions that most people felt during the Cold War era. This is the perfect read for those who enjoy mysteries and thrillers, as well as suspenseful tales of espionage and a hint of romance and history. As a fan of these genres, I was immediately drawn into the struggles and conflicts these characters endured, and found the period settings of these various eras a great way of exploring the evolution and mindset of these protagonists as the story progressed. And an intriguing, shocking, and entertaining read. Also, Linda Freeney's The Dogs of Lennon is a must-read for fans of engaging thrillers, a true tale of twists and turns which will test the protagonist and draw readers in. This narrative is a fantastic story of suspense, lost love, and the delicate balance of trust and suspicion that often went into the Cold War era. Readers will not be able to put the book down.
All right, so that talks about the trust, the story, the characters, Lisa Danton, Grant Chandler. What do you hope people take away from reading The Dogs of Lennon, Linda, that, of course, you can get this book on Amazon or Barnes & Noble. What are you hoping that the readers will walk away with when they put the book down?
Realize that what's happening today didn't start today. It didn't start 10 years ago. It started a long time ago. And it's just been building, and people, you know, the younger people especially, don't know about the Cold War era. They don't know really about it. So it kind of gives them an insight into that. And the characters, my books are built around characters, because I have the belief that if the characters don't progress the story, then it's just a book. If they progress the story, it's more than a book. It's when you put it down, you can't put the characters away. And that's the way it happens for me. I still relate to them after all these years.
Right, because you wrote the characters and they stick with you. So in other words, Lisa and Grant and others that are obviously wrapped into this too as well. Is there, I mean, obviously you're writing books all the time. What's your next book?
I was hoping to maybe write a sequel to this because it didn't end the way most people would want it to end, but it also left plenty of room to carry on. And that's one I was thinking. But I have a lot of, I mean, I have manuscripts that have not been made into books yet. And I also have 17 screenplays, so I have a lot of, you know, things going. And I write in every genre except science fiction.
Wow. So you are busy. So we'll see if ultimately there is a sequel to this. And as I said before, The Dogs of Lennon, you can get it on Amazon or Barnes & Noble. Linda, thanks.
Okay, thanks. Thank you.
Want some good news? How about this? I happen to come across this today, that dreaded word COVID. Is the end of the COVID pandemic in sight? Well, the World Health Organization is saying that they have their most optimistic outlook yet. The WHO director said, we're not there, but the end is close. The end is close. I love that because we haven't heard that from hardly anybody, right? It's dancing around it, inching around it. People are deciding what they decide they have to do. And this is definitely the most upbeat any kind of assessment from a UN agency that I've heard since it declared an emergency in January of 2020 and started describing COVID-19 as a pandemic 3 months later. You know, we have to go back in our minds. Remember, this emerged in China in late 2019, and it's killed 6.5 million people, infected 606 million, I think probably higher, there's people we don't know, with what it's done to global economies and healthcare systems, and we don't have to go through that horror show, but you certainly know it. And wow, the idea that now he's saying it's harder, you know, it's time to run harder and make sure we cross the finish line and reap the rewards of the hard work is basically what he's saying, and looking at policies and will there be future waves of infections and throughout the world, and, you know, what does that look like? And it's about those, we know this, it's always about the variants and what happens then and et cetera. But, boy, if you go back those 2 years, wow. All right, some more good news. 70, for some people that really rely on this, about 70 million people, retirees, disabled people, others who rely on Social Security, could get probably an 8.7% cost of living adjustment, that's with nickname COLA, next year for the average retiree who gets a monthly check of $1,656. That would mean an additional $144.10 a month. So then do the math, that's like $1,800 a month, so that's a little bit better. It's interesting, the consumer price index jumped up 8.3%, we know, horribly in August from a year earlier, and there is an ease from a 40-year high, but staying elevated because of the rising food and the medical care and rent costs, so that probably will kick in once more of that is discussed, and the Social Security Administration will go through some more of those numbers. All right, once again, I will meet you on the other side.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News. A pair of charter flights carrying around 50 migrants believed to be from Venezuela landed on Martha's Vineyard on Wednesday, sending local officials scrambling to respond. The arrival of the planes was the first reported by Fox News, which cited Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis as the sender of the migrants. Texas has so far bused thousands of migrants to D.C., Chicago, and New York. A tropical depression formed in the Atlantic Ocean, and it could strengthen to a tropical storm. The center of the system is forecast to move through the Leeward Islands on Friday or Friday night and be near the Virgin Islands and Puerto Rico this weekend. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Scott Kaufman is in our virtual green room. His book is If Tomorrow Never Comes, What Would You Do With Your Last 24 Hours? Love, love, love the whole idea of this book, the title, all of it. It's things that we talk about on the show all the time. Scott, thanks for hopping on.
No, it's my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
What was the motivation for writing this book?
A lost life, meaning my own. It's one of those things where you discover what your destiny is, and my destiny was to write about destiny and to help people kind of figure out, if maybe for the first time in their life, why they're here. We're not on this planet just for the free popcorn. There's something that we're supposed to accomplish. Let's figure it out. And sadly, so many people never, ever do it. And so the premise behind the book is to say, hey, I'm going to come up to you and I'm going to tell you, you only have a limited amount of time left. What are you going to do? Well, the average person says, I'm going to quit this job that I've hated for 20 years. And I'm going to finally do that one thing that I always wanted to do. And I said, you know, you're probably like 99% of the population who do the same thing. But here's my question. If you do it because you only have 24 hours left, why not do it now when you have an undetermined amount of 24 hours? So the motivation was get people to realize, folks, you have a passion that was placed in you at the time of your creation. And there's a reason you have that passion, to be able to walk in your destiny. And too many people miss it. I have the bills to pay, the mortgage, the tuition, this and that, and they get stuck in something that is not what they were meant to be stuck into.
Yeah, so well said. So tell us more about the book specifically and what you talk about. Give us some of the secrets in it. Not everything, because we want people to get your book, but tell us some about the book.
Well, the secret is to, number one, discover that first and foremost that we are spiritual beings. We happen to inhabit a mortal body, but we're spiritual beings. And until you get in touch with that side, you're going to be spinning your wheels your entire life. And there's so much more to life than what has been portrayed to us since the day that we were born. We've been conditioned to believe this, that, and the other thing, when in actuality, you have a passion inside you because it's what you were designed to do. And so what the book is designed to do is to take you from chapter 1, and if you want to go to chapter 16, go to chapter 16. It gives you something to think about every single day. Now, chapter 2 isn't predicated upon chapter 1, and chapter 3 isn't predicated upon chapter 2 and chapter 1. No. Read whatever you want. Let it speak to you. But it's written in a way so it's just more conversational. And you get to feel like, hey, we're having a cup of coffee over the table. What can I answer for you? What are some of the questions that you have about why you're here on this planet in this moment doing what you're doing right now?
So if people answer those questions, you think they'll get closer to their destiny?
Well, you know, the question that I get asked all the time is, have I fulfilled my destiny? And my response is always the same, no. And they look at me shocked. I said, folks, listen, when you have fulfilled that which you were called to do here, you will then take your last breath and go on to your next existence. Okay? Until then, there's still something for you to do. But yes, I mean, every time you achieve a goal, every time you go after a dream, it's getting you one step closer to that thing that you were supposed to do when you were brought here. And so are you going to get there when you're young? Maybe, if you're lucky. But maybe you don't reach that time until you're 65 years old. See, time is an illusion that man created, not what the universe created. So if you believe in the perfection of the universe, the perfection of your design, then you've got to also believe that you will be able to achieve what you were sent here to achieve. Not a moment before, not a moment after. And so, you know, go after what you love. I mean, why are you beating yourself up by doing something that you absolutely hate every day when you have the opportunity to do what you truly love to do?
And do you think part of that is because people get stuck and then other people, it's kind of like that crab theory, other people tell you not to go after the big dream, not to come up with whatever it is that you're throwing out there that they think is impossible, just stay safe and keep plugging along and doing the thing that you don't really like doing because at least you're getting money and you're paying the bills?
Absolutely. If your passion is to be a professional bungee jumper, and you tell your family you want to be a professional bungee jumper, here's the first thing. Oh, you're nuts. You're crazy. You can't make any money at that. Okay. So now you've had your dream squashed by somebody, albeit maybe well-intentioned people, but it's been squashed. So now you bury that dream. And you walk around and you do whatever it is you're supposed to be doing in life, right? And two, three years later, this dream pops up again. And you say it to somebody else, and they give you the same thing. Oh, you can't do that. You can't make any money. It's stupid. And you squash that dream. Well, that dream's going to continue to come up until you finally do something with it. So you can have all the accoutrements of success. You can have the big house, the fancy car, tons of money. But if you're not doing that one thing that you were born to do, there will be a void in your life. And that void is not going to be filled by need of a bigger house or fancier car or more money. So we get taught as kids, oh, you can't do that. You can't be this. You can't be that, whatever. And we get conditioned to believe that we have to fill the status quo. Well, maybe you don't fit the status quo because maybe your dreams and your aspirations and your desires and your passions are opposite of what somebody else might do. May not be right for them, but it is right for you. Go after it.
I love that. Go after it. And you know what the other question is people are going to say? And by the way, you can get Scott's book, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, If Tomorrow Never Comes, What Would You Do With Your Last 24 Hours? What people will come back and say is, well, I don't know. I mean, how do I find that out? I'm confused. I don't know what it is. You know, you hear that a lot. You know, there was a book, and I'm sure you're familiar with it, What Color's Your Parachute? And people went through all these things trying to figure it out. And sometimes people feel pressured that they can't figure out what they're supposed to do. What do you say to that? How do you address that in the book with your questions?
Because people get in their own way. People have been conditioned to believe certain things throughout their life, okay? Can't do this, can't do that, shouldn't do this, shouldn't do that. And so if you're conditioned, like just like Pavlov's dog was conditioned to do a certain thing to get a reward. Well, we're conditioned as human beings to do certain things to get a quote-unquote reward. Whether that's right or wrong, it doesn't really matter. The fact remains is that there's something inside you that you know you want to try. And you have to be brave enough to step outside the box of what we've been placed in and say, I am going to try it. Because the bottom line is the minute you start heading toward that direction, then things will change in your life. Because you're no longer cemented in what is expected to be done. You've now broken that mold out so that you can walk free into a specific area. Now, you may be lucky, as I said earlier, you may find out when you're very, very young. But you may be midlife. You may be toward the latter part of your life. It doesn't matter. But you have dreams inside of you for a reason. See, God didn't place dreams inside you just to play with you and say, oh, I'm gonna dabble that carrot in front of your mouth and I'm gonna take it away just so I can laugh at you. That's not how it works. There's dreams and passions inside because it's what you're supposed to be doing. And how much better to be following your passion than to follow what somebody else says that you should be doing with the rest of your life. And that's really what the book says. Folks, go after what's inside you. You cannot fabricate something that's not truth that's in your heart. Your heart cannot lie to you. Now, your mind can. Your mind can tell you why you can't do this and can't do that and why you shouldn't do this and shouldn't do that. But your heart's incapable of lying. Follow your heart. Your heart is your spirit, is your soul. And that's what's going to tell you the direction that you're supposed to go into.
Yeah, I agree 100%. So do you feel like, and especially I can hear it in your voice and what you've written, do you feel like you're doing that now?
Well, I believe that I am, but I've only just scratched the surface of what I really want to accomplish with this. I mean, let's face it. If you took the total population of the world, how many people do you think are actually doing what they were born to do? I would say, at one point when I first started this journey, I'd say maybe 10%. Then I start looking at it, and I start seeing people's faces, and I start seeing how they operate every day, and then that 10% went to 5,
yeah.
And it quickly went to 2, and now it's down to about a half a percent. Why? Because people have not been exposed to the reality of what life is all about. I mean, they've been exposed to what they believe is reality, but in actuality, what's real is what's inside of you. And until you grasp that significance, until you grasp the significance of your being, of you being here right now, you can't walk in your destiny. You simply can't do it because everything else is fake, phony, and false.
Yeah, I agree. Fake, phony, and false. So you've said it throughout this. What do you hope people walk away with when they read the book?
A new hope. And that may sound corny, but a new hope, an encouragement, a realization that they aren't crazy. You know, a lot of times you'll have these dreams and you'll think, oh, that's just nuts. I really can't do that. But if you really realize that you can and you should be doing that, and you walk away with a, wow, I can achieve what I want to achieve. Now, through the process, your focus may change. Your drive may change. You know, a lot of people, I want to be rich, I want to be rich, I want to be rich, I want to be the top of the corporate ladder, right? Well, you get there and you find out that riches and top of the corporate ladder is still not going to fulfill that void that's in your life because that's not what you were born to do. And so as you discover what it is that you were born to do, and it may take you a while because as you need to learn to crawl before you walk, before you run.
Right.
And so as you start learning where your life is headed, and doors open up, and that knowledge comes to you about, okay, now I see why I went through this when I was 10. Oh, now I see why this happened when I was 30. Oh, now I see why I learned this and learned that. Because now all of a sudden, the pieces of those puzzles are coming together, and now you have a complete picture, the whole panorama of why you were put here in the first place.
Yeah, absolutely. Perfect place to end this. If tomorrow never comes, what would you do with your last 24 hours, Scott Kaufman? Get that book on Amazon or Barnes & Noble. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me. Have a great day.
What does it mean? What can you do about it?
those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life? I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, katedelaneyradio.com, I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriends, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at katedelaneyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Author's Corner, we go to the West Coast to talk to Mick Jones. He's written a book called Cattails, and it's so interesting. As somebody who grew up with cats, the concept of cats and the mystery of cats, I think, is intriguing to lots of people. Some of you have cats, and you know what I'm talking about. But we have this weird war in the United States of cat person, dog person, and I'm actually both. So, Mick, thanks so much for coming on the show.
I appreciate you, because now watch this. I'm not a cat person or a dog person. I'm a life-living person of human beings and beings, according to the Creator. I don't have a problem with nothing.
I love that. So why did you write Cattails? Tell us about Cattails.
I wrote Cattails because I met these four interesting cats, two back east and two out here. And like I said, I'm not a pet person. I'm a life person.
So explain that. So explain the whole life thing, the laws of the universe.
The laws of the universe, I'm a believer. I'm a Christ believer. I'm not a Christian, but I am a Christ. I believe in Christ. I believe Christ is who he said he is. I believe the scriptures are really true. And I grew into it. I didn't just grow up doing it. I had to grow into it. I wasn't always there. But the more I started to receive it and believe it and mainly search it, but the bottom line was to live it, it started to reveal that it's true.
And I started letting it go. I took it serious. And I don't try to preach to nobody else. I don't try to convert nobody else. I try to be an example of what I'm talking about. And when I write it, I do it. And animals show it all the time. It proves about the Adam and Eve thing. They used to talk to the animals. And stuff. I get that. I've watched animals. I've seen them. I've seen them relate to it. I've seen a goldfish do it. I'm serious. it's like subtle behavior. I mean, and then I watch human beings. I've watched human beings train anything. When you can train a roach, there's something to this. I've right. seen human beings train roaches, ants. I'm talking about stuff you can believe. How do they do that? It's the gift. It's that somebody has their gift and it ties in, and they discover it. And it's like, it's like the BEs, the other than human beings, everything else seems to know it. That's why they don't need a savior. We do. That's what makes yes. the BE, that's to me what makes Jesus really real. Not being a Christian. It's not about Christianity, because God is not a Christian. And that's not a put down. But I said, what is the Bible? It's an instruction book. It's a book that's been inspired to help us. That's why I said study for yourself. Hear all the people. You're going to hear a lot of people, including yourself. But this instruction book tells you how to find your creator. If everything in life's got an instruction to it, a car, this or whatever, a toy, why wouldn't your spirit have one? The most important thing to us. I mean, that's what I'm saying to me. I don't try to compare. I say, that makes so much sense. It's so simple. And God said, my yoke is easy. My burden is light. Light burden. He didn't say no burden. Light. I don't put heavy stuff on you. I don't weigh you down. That would make me a cruel God. Does that make sense?
It does make sense. And I was just thinking to myself how you break the book down. You talk about, like, for example, one, you talk about Elmo. And you say, Elmo is the top kick and has reconnaissance experience and tenure. Elmo's like Bruce Springsteen. He's the boss. He takes care of business.
Yeah.
He runs the neighborhood. He takes names and throwing them down.
Throws them down.
Yeah. I like
and
that.
He was like that, you know, and I saw that, and it was because I would study. I would pay attention to him. I would watch things, do things, and I would say, why are these things doing something to me? And that was God's will telling me it's something in you. You're the seed of Abraham. You're the product of Adam. All that's in your DNA, spiritually speaking, and you become conscious of it. Why? Because I woke you up. Not because you're so smart. You so no. I woke you up. You believe in me. You talk about me. But you talk about me the way I want you. You don't talk about me as a Christian. You don't talk about you as a religious person, of church and state or the world. You talk about me like you really know me. A personal relationship. And I've had this since I've been a child. That awareness.
Wow. So and having that awareness and putting it down in the book, what do you hope people take away from reading Cat Tales?
Watch this. I don't hope they'll do it. If whatever they're going to do, I did it because I got saved. I wrote it because people used to, I used to talk about these cats. I wouldn't even write the book. I met these cats and I used to just talk about it. I was writing my other things that I thought people wanted to hear, that I thought I wanted to say. And I was, every once in a while, just talk about these cats and people always come and say, man, you really in the cats, aren't you? I said, no, I don't even, I'm not in that. Yes, you do. And I didn't know that. They said, no, man, you know these cats. And I didn't, I said, well, I do know them. I do know them. I said, I do know them. I was like, this is me, because you're not a pet person. I said, oh, that's the gift of understanding. And all I had to do is, I said, where does the understanding come from? And that took me back to the script. I said, oh. Lean not on your own understanding. God, I will reveal it to you when you're ready. And I said, well, I must be really ready because this is starting to make sense to me. And I'm starting to listen to people and I'm starting to take their advice. But it's like they're being guided to talk to me as you're being guided right now to talk to me. You may not know. You said, why are you calling me? Because it's like the order. Because I did what I was supposed to do. It got to you, and you doing whatever it is, the tree, it brings things into the opening. God,
it's
all of us.
It's so fascinating because, too, where you are, for everyone listening, Mick, you're in Hollywood, and Hollywood is an interesting place.
Hollywood is an interesting place because Hollywood is an illusion. Hollywood is made up. Hollywood comes from us. Everything in this world comes from us, but it came from God. But we ain't got God in there. We too divided. He said, and that's on a put down. It's not by chance. It is the fall from grace. What's the fall from grace? A disconnection to your Creator. What is the crucifix of Jesus? A recreation to your neighbor. God's in the mix. I'll never forsake you. In fact, I laid my life down for you. Will you do the same thing for me? And my yoke is easy. My burden is light. Don't struggle with it. Seek me. Thirst hungry. You hunger for everything else. Hunger for me. And I'll fulfill you and you won't be hungry no more. You won't need to be world famous. You'll do what your gifts. We do what we're doing right now. You do what your gifts. You say, trust me. You don't just do what I tell you. Trust me. I'm your instinct. Trust me. And watch one day you get a phone call that we get right now.
So interesting. Because you put it out there. And you talk about living in the moment, too. And do you think that people, that's part of the problem? People don't live in the moment?
No, they do live in the moment. How you living in the moment? And what do you call in the moment? What does it mean to you? Yes, they do. They may not know it. There's a lot of things people do, they don't know it. That's why Jesus said it. What's the last thing on the cross? He said, forgive them. They don't know what I've given them. They have not. They don't know because they've been disconnected from me. I said, no pride. They teach pride all day long. When I figured out what the Antichrist was, the human race, I said, oh, he said, we just do stuff deliberately because we've been taught wrong. We've been taught spiritually wrong. God says no pride, and we teach pride all day long. Gay pride, black pride, this pride, you name it, pride. God says no division. We're divided on everything, one way or another. Polarized is the word they like to use.
Yeah.
And I said, and those words start to make sense to me tomorrow because I said, oh, that makes so much sense. I said, that makes so much sense. Father says, it's because you're seeking me and I'm giving you the understanding. You're not struggling with it. You're not trying to judge nobody now. Now you understand. I say, don't judge the plank in somebody else's eyes. Get the beam out your own. Oh, Paul, trust me.
Yeah, boy, that, trust me, that's a perfect place to end this. Boy, Mick Jones, you're like a philosopher, I think, there in Hollywood.
I can't say that. Somebody can say what you said. You're like a philosopher. I think, no, I'm not. Philosophers don't talk about Christ.
Yeah.
Not most of them don't. They don't. They talk about some concept of God.
Yeah.
They don't talk about Christ.
Yeah. Yeah, and when they you're
do,
right.
And watch this, here's a good one. And when they do, they put him in a bunch of religious concepts. They make him a Christian. He's not a Christian. There's nowhere in the Bible you say, I come to form Christianity. Somebody else did it. And that's how you divide it. Divide and conquer them. You're Christian, but then you ain't the Christian. You're Baptist, you're Catholic. You're always divided. Republican, Democrat, black, white, gay, straight. Name is some form of division. I said, oh, it's right in our face. It's so simple. The Antichrist, but we don't know it because we've been cultivated into the Antichrist. I said, oh, world government. No peace, no justice, law, and always out of order. And you wonder why you end up with the people you have running your world.
Yeah. Wow. All right, so we're out of time. So, Cattails, Mick Jones, thank you.
Thank you. God bless.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com. or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, or by calling 818-965-9113.